سائل يقول: فضيلة الشيخ حفظكم الله، هل يجوز للداعي مشاركة في برامج التلفزيونية؟ The question is: is it okay for a da'i to appear on TV for lectures? أفيدونا بارك الله فيكم.
الذي عرفنا أن إذا كانت فيه مصلحة وإن كانت فيه بعض المفاسد، والعلماء كرهوا التصوير والصور حتى للتلفزيون، وبعضهم أجاز، لكن كادوا أن يتفقوا على الإفادة عن طريق التلفزيون. إذا كانت هناك إفادة فالمشاركة في البرامج التلفزيونية إن شاء الله بالدعوة وكذلك الإفتاء وإرشاد الناس، هذا مما اتفقوا إن شاء الله على جوازه، وقد فعله الأئمة الكبار مثل الشيخ ابن باز وكذلك حتى الشيخ بن عثيمين وغيرهم من علماء الأمة أيضا في بلاد أخرى أيضا. فبذلك إن شاء الله لا ينبغي التشدد في هذا وعدم استعمال هذا المرفق أو هذه الآلة الكبيرة التي هي في الحقيقة من أهم آلات الدعوة. وكذلك نهيب بالمسلمين أن يستعملوا الشبكات العنكبوتية التي يسمى الانترنت وغيرها بنشر الدعوة الصحيحة، لأننا وجدنا أن المفسدين يرمون في هذا البحر الخضم كل شيء للناس، فلماذا يتأخر أهل الحق لبيان حقهم؟ فينبغي أن يستفيدوا من كل هذه الوسائل الإعلامية الجديدة التي أتاح الله للمسلمين الاستفادة منه، ولا يجوز التأخر من الاستفادة والإفادة عن طريقها. نعم.
Now, so the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, he said, that which we know is that if there is a maslaha, if there is a benefit in the da'i participating on a program on the TV station, if there is a benefit in it for the da'wah, for guidance of the people, along with the fact that there might be some things which are detrimental, as the ulama mentioned about taswir, about taking pictures and the images and stuff like this, but there are a large group of the ulama who also have an opinion that this is totally permissible if there is an ifada, if there is some benefit in it as it relates to the da'wah, to calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guidance of the people, guiding the people to that which is correct. And there is a group of the ulama that they have an ittifaq, they have what is called an agreement amongst them, that a unanimous agreement amongst them, that if in fact the da'i participating on a TV program like this, and if in fact in it is a maslaha, is a benefit, then this is totally permissible. It is totally permissible. And some of our senior scholars, here in the Mamlaka and outside of the Mamlaka have participated on programs on the TV. The likes of Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, and the likes of Sheikh Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, they have participated on numerous programs on the TV, and that was looking at the maslaha, looking at the benefit that is found in it, and that is looking at also the fact that the TV nowadays is one of the biggest tools of spreading da'wah. The TV today is one of the greatest tools that can be used to spread da'wah. So if in fact there is a realm that is open for the da'i to come and spread the correct information about Islam, then he should take advantage of it if there is in it a maslaha, if there is a benefit in it. Also, there's something I wanted to mention, and that is spreading information about the da'wah, spreading information about Islam on the internet. We find that many of those who seek to corrupt the religion of Islam and to corrupt the Muslims, they are using this. They are using this tool to spread information about Islam, which is false, which is false. And I wonder why those people who have the haq, those who people who have the truth, why are they taking so long to stand up with the truth? Why are they taking so long to stand up with the truth? Why have they delayed the spreading and the taking advantage of this tool of the internet to spread the correct information about Islam? seeing as though that this is one of the tools that is used to spread corrupt information about Islam and to corrupt the Muslims, then the people, it is not appropriate for those who have the haq to delay or to lag behind in taking advantage of using the internet to spread authentic information about Islam. Now,